Market's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 26th. I'm Mark Garrison in New York, and for Ben Johnson. It is the day after Christmas. Hanukkah is well underway, which means you and your family are likely playing around with a bunch of new high-tech gifts. Virtual reality, voice recognition, drones, wearables, connected home. All these have been hot presents this holiday season, and with all those new devices come new rules for using them. Let's figure out how to make sure we are good tech users and not irritating ones with Lindsay Turrentine. She is editor-in-chief of CNET. Lindsay, let's start with virtual reality headsets. What is the polite way to use those?
Well, I think as with any gift, if people are interested in it and all the people around you are curious about what's going on, share it. And instead of just blocking other people out and giving them a chance to laugh at you, say, hey, why don't you try this on? Check out what I'm doing.
Okay, let's talk about drones, which were not brand new this holiday season, but there are more choices out there. They've gotten cheaper, so probably a lot of people have drones and are thinking about how to play with them that didn't before. So what is the etiquette in the skies now that they're more crowded than they used to be?
There's law and there's etiquette.
Yes.
So first of all, know the law. There are lots of laws about where you can and can't fly drones. You can't fly them near airports. The FAA has a lot of guidelines about this. You have to keep them in your own line of sight. So make sure that you understand what those rules are before you go out and fly a drone. Now, here are some other pretty obvious rules of thumb. If you are going to fly them in a public place, make sure that they're visible to everyone and that it's obvious that they're up there in the sky so that people can make personal choices about whether or not they want to be in the line of sight of a drone. And if you're considering flying a drone somewhere where you're just not sure, ask for permission. It's really easy to ask, and it's also really easy to offend somebody if you don't ask.
Okay, cool. Another big thing this year, voice recognition devices, products like Amazon Echo or Google Home. We don't really, I don't think, have to worry about being polite to a virtual assistant, but if we're talking to one in the presence of real people, maybe there are some ground rules we should follow. What do you think about that?
Well, sure. I mean, especially if you have kids around, right? Model good behavior.
Yeah.
But also, the cool thing about these devices is that most of them let anybody talk to them. So it really can be a group experience. I've actually had really fun dinner parties just sitting around asking questions.
But that could mean the personal assistant is actually listening to everyone in the room, the virtual personal assistant, or maybe a Nest camera is monitoring what's going on. So that can be pretty cool, but also pretty creepy. So if you have wired up your home in this way somehow, what are you responsible for telling people who come over to visit what's going on?
To clear up how the always-on listening devices work, so Google Home, Amazon Alexa, they actually do have to listen to everything that you say in order to recognize the trigger words that you use to turn them on. Some people feel a little bit uncomfortable with that, but the reality is all of that speech is encrypted and goes out to servers over the internet. You can, and this is a pretty easy thing to do with these devices, offer to turn off the mic.
Okay, Lindsay Turrentine at CNET. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Marketplace is a nonprofit, listener-supported service. Think of it like crowdfunding old school. To keep our coverage strong and relevant, please consider making a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today. You can donate at marketplace.org by December 31st.
2016 was a year of big change in how we get around. Autonomous cars and trucks are becoming more common, and we're just getting started. Let's look ahead to how transportation might change further in 2017 with Gary Golden. He's a futurist who advises various companies, industries, and universities about what's ahead. Gary, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
So let's start big picture, because you've got this interesting way of thinking about the kind of change we will probably experience when it comes to cars. So explain the idea of a transition from driver culture to captain culture. What's that about?
The analog is borrowed from the world of aviation. If you think about the last time you were on an airplane, you took off, you flew, and you landed, and you just ask yourself, who flew that plane? The answer is most likely the captain. But in reality, that airplane really flew itself. It was largely automated and autonomous. And it was the captain that programmed the plane. So the transition for automobiles really is about elevating the responsibility of the human operator to that of a captain. So we'll be much more responsible not just for steering and braking, accelerating, but operating higher level systems within the vehicle.
And so a lot of the conversation around autonomous vehicles this year, it's been focused on people taking short trips, you know, Uber doing pickups with autonomous vehicles, that kind of thing. But you're watching for developments in overnight trips, and there's some neat kind of ideas there. Explain what's possible.
Yeah. So a headline that I would love to see, if not simply as a partnership, but maybe as a product, would be something like Uber partners with Airbnb on overnight travel vans. So, you know, we often talk about the commute of the autonomous vehicle, but what about being able to get into a kind of a luxury van or RV in New York or Chicago or Austin and wake up in a place that is within a 10-hour radius that's completely different?
Okay, so we've been talking about autonomous cars, but also there's a lot of excitement around autonomous trucks. So you can move lots of goods from place to place autonomously. That is potentially interesting, but potentially problematic for people that have jobs driving trucks now. If we go toward automation in trucking, what does that mean for people who are supporting their family by driving trucks?
So this is a very important question. The occupation of a long-haul truck driver certainly could be eliminated through these systems. One model to keep your eye on in the world of trucking is the idea of a road platoon. So the idea would be that a human captain, a human operator, would be at the front end of what could be considered a digitally connected train of trucks and cargo vehicles. So a virtual road platoon of 10 trucks operated by a single human being.
Okay, lots of change ahead on the roads in 2017 and beyond. Gary Golden, thanks for giving us a look.
Thank you.
While we're on the subject of looking ahead, we also need to think about technology's broader impact. That road platoon of 10 trucks Gary just told us about, only one human has a job. 9 truck drivers are out of work in that scenario. So a big focus in 2017 is making sure that as we think about new technologies, we ask questions not just about the benefits they create, but the benefits they take away. And sometimes the full impact on people and the economy is not obvious. Technologies are worthy of support when they build higher than they tear down. I'm Mark Garrison, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.